5208 Media.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome to our bonus episode. So when you're listening to this a week ago, we got a winner.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Godfather. Winner.
The Godfather won Film Fracas season 9.
I finally won a season. Carter
had two out of we can be honest. Carter had two out of three chances here.
It took 9 seasons, but the show
You finally got a movie that won.
I finally won. I finally won the game. It only took 9 seasons.
Jeez. I still have never won, which is
Well, you're in good company. I have never won either.
That's fine. But
Phoenix has won twice.
I've won a few times.
Yeah, but
not to brag.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was.
Brett
is the most winningest.
Yeah,
and we've talked about this before. We had a couple of seasons where no one actually picked anything. Either picked by committee or we did like a series of movies.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I guess George Lucas won.
Yeah,
George the Star Wars season.
Well, no, actually, Rian Johnson won the Star Wars season because The Last Jedi won.
I guess you're right.
Wow,
but they're based on Star Wars by George Lucas.
Spoilers for the Star Wars season of Film Fracas. If you haven't listened to it yet, what are you doing? Go back and listen to it.
And if we're being honest, J.K. Rowling won.
Harry Potter season. I don't know if we want to say J.K. Rowling wins anything.
We can. We can just say that we don't support her.
That's true.
She created a good story that has become something also quite enjoyable, but separating the art from the artist, she hasn't done anything. I mean, well, that's also a conversation too, though.
Oof. Anyway, that's why we're here to
but
talk
anyway,
about.
Yes.
We're just going to
talk. I guess, do you want to say Corone won?
I guess. Ooh. I don't know. Wow. Alfonso Corone won
the Harry Potter,
the Harry Potter season.
Wow.
Something he heavily associates himself with.
I right? know. I was thinking about doing it would be fun if we did a whole season of like disavowed movies.
Okay. Did he disavow it?
No, but it's like the closest I think to a movie that he would.
I think he would just say he'd rather talk about his other original.
Yeah, exactly. Movie. Exactly.
Most likely.
But like you get like Dune and Alien 3 and Spartacus and
Did Kingdom of Heaven get disavowed, or did it just never really get?
No, it's the problem was because the original cut, like, removed most of the movie.
Gotcha.
And so Ridley Scott was like, "What the fuck? Where's my movie?"
Gotcha. That being said, I think we're just gonna play a good, quick little. I guess I'm Robbie DeShazer. To my left is Carter Spilliards. Yes. Across from me is Shannon Widener, and to my right is Phoenix Arola.
Phoenix, Fresh. Artificial insemination of cows.
Funky Fresh is a Zarola. I like both.
Thank you.
Pete Zarola.
I like that one a lot more than keeping the insemination.
This is the last time we can do the artificial insemination
that is
joke.
True.
Oh, because
we won't
a
be
joke
doing...
can persist, Carter.
But then it won't be on brand anymore. Anyway.
Yeah. That being said, Carter kind of had a fun game.
Yeah,
we had
a quick
little
game. So I figured we'd go through all the nominees, which, by the way, I picked Schindler's List and Godfather.
Oh, are we going to do that?
Yeah, we can do that real quick.
My picks were Grand Hotel and The Departed.
Mine were Rocky and Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
What were mine?
Waterfront. Sorry, the way you said Chicago.
On the waterfront in Chicago. Oh, yes.
Remember Chicago?
I do remember Chicago.
I forgot about Grand Hotel, to be honest.
Wow. What a scam this was.
It's been a minute.
I was talking to Phoenix
about
this.
Tried to enlighten all of you.
I was talking
and everyone
to Phoenix,
just shat on it.
I was talking to Phoenix about this, and I was like, why didn't he pick Casablanca?
Because I was trying to do something that people hadn't. I was trying to bring new cinema into
it. I appreciate having watched it.
Yeah,
I'm glad you picked it.
Because you gave it one star.
I mean, I didn't like it, but I appreciate having watched it.
I was just thinking,
learning.
I liked the idea of having a classic Hollywood like Best Picture winner, but I was like, Grand Hotel when Casablanca's right there.
Yeah.
I pick for my passions.
Yeah.
When I pick to win,
we'll talk about this in the announcement episode next. When I pick to win, Carter's like, this isn't you. But when I pick for my passions, Carter's like, why didn't you pick something that would win? I can't win with him.
I am.
It's true.
I appreciate that you picked Grand Hotel, regardless if my experience didn't align with yours.
Well, I picked with both my passions and to win because they happened to be perfectly aligned this season.
I'm with Robbie. My passions and what ends up winning are two separate things that sometimes meet in the middle every now and again, but
and sometimes the reasons that I get way too upset about this show because I pick with my heart and not with my head.
I like my interests.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I also like my interests. It just it's clear that my apparently my taste is flawed.
Anyway,
not flawed, just different.
Our fun little game for this bonus episode is looking at every Best Picture winner and discussing if we really think they deserved to win that year.
Yeah. So I've got the list of every Best Picture winner.
Okay.
We'll start from our actual season winner, our Best Picture.
Yeah, we'll start with Godfather.
The Godfather was nominated at the 45th Academy Awards for Best Picture, obviously. It won. It was against Cabaret, Deliverance, The Immigrants, and Sounder.
The only one I could really see an argument for is maybe Cabaret.
You can see Cabaret. Or
Deliverance, also maybe. I haven't seen Deliverance, but I know it's very good.
I
haven't seen it. But I love Cabaret.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I mean, Fosse won Best Director.
Best Director, And he should, I mean, well, Coppola probably should have won. But Fosse also, I mean, Cabaret is so well made.
I mean,
so
looking directed. At this, it looks, I mean, awards win-wise, Cabaret and Godfather are nearly neck and neck, if not exactly.
Cabaret's just, it's just astounding. Liza Minnelli is incredible. I could maybe see that, but not.
Godfather's. I don't have an argument here.
Godfather is the obvious, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I also think the Godfather probably should have won this. I also have an appreciation for Cabaret, but
let me put it this way.
If it's the Godfather.
If you told me that...
Cabaret, not even my favorite Bob Fosse film.
Yeah.
If you were to tell me that at the 45th Oscars that Cabaret beat The Godfather, I would go, I get it, but I'm upset.
Yeah. You know? It'd be one of those where...
It would be robbed.
It would be one of those...
It wouldn't even be robbed. It would just be, I get that tastes have evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's to Cabaret's ultimate benefit that it didn't win because there would have been a lot more... I mean, would have gotten a lot more hate historically and probably wouldn't have been recognized for the achievement that it is. I didn't know much about The Sounder or The Emigrants, but The Emigrants is about Swedish immigrants coming to Minnesota. And it got a lot of international acclaim and it was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. But I think it had kind of a more limited reach. And then Sounder... was adapted from the novel Sounder. I'm seeing Great Depression, Louisiana.
Novel Push, babe.
Yeah.
By Sapphire. By Push, the novel by Sapphire? Push,
what else? But
Schindler's List, based on Push, a novel by Sapphire.
Novel by Sapphire.
I mean, unless anyone has any other arguments to make here.
Nope. There's a clear winner here, and it's still a Godfather.
What went up against Schindler's List, or number two?
That's what I was just about to get to. Schindler's List clearly won that year. This was the...
94, which would have been...
66th
Academy. 66th Academy Award.
This was the year that Schindler's List won. It was against The Fugitive, In the Name of the Father, The Piano, and The Remains of the Day.
Man, I love The Fugitive. Another... Film fracas.
Pick. Not a winner, but a pick.
Not a winner. Good movie, though.
Yeah.
That was the most, like, I had just watched The Fugitive, and we were like...
Let's talk about The Fugitive.
And it was like, oh, we're picking movies for the new season. I was like, I just watched The Fugitive, and The Fugitive's so good.
I would say The Piano is a very good movie as well. This is another example of... Some good movies were nominated.
Yeah.
The Remains of the Day and In the Name of the Father are both very, very good movies.
Mm-hmm.
Schindler's List, another clear winner.
Is the clear winner here.
With no credibility at all, I'm going to say The Schindler's List, and I say that because I haven't seen any of the other ones.
You haven't seen The Fugitive?
No.
Oh, my God. Fugitive is so good.
Was it in that season?
It's so good, though.
I'm familiar with Remains of the Day. I read the book. And I understand it to be like the last season of Downton Abbey if everybody was, you know... modernizing and getting rid of all of the servants. But I don't really know how well it holds up as a period drama, but I've heard it's good and, you know.
Yeah.
I still think in my pretty confident that Schindler's List also won for good reason.
These first two were easy. We called them perfect and nearly perfect in our final episode of the season. It's hard to beat those two.
For sure.
Jumping to our number three, our second runner up, Birdman or the Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, was at the 87th Academy Awards, and it was nominated against. This is after the expansion of the list, so this is a longer list. So Birdman won. It was against American Sniper, Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash. This one is interesting. This was a year, and I was going to say it in our last episode, but I decided not to. I decided to save it. This was because Phoenix talked about polling for this in the Academy Awards that year. This was a year that I really enjoyed Birdman. I enjoyed Boyhood a lot. Selma was fine. I thought Selma was pretty good. The acting was good. I really enjoyed Whiplash. I was mostly pulling for anything but American Sniper or The Imitation Game or The Theory of Everything.
Okay. This was a...
yeah.
I found to be particularly competitive year.
Yes. It's a very, very good
for
year.
Sure.
This was a very...
most competitive year in recent memory, I would say.
Yeah. Well, this year...
maybe
actually,
besides this year. This year was very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But this is maybe the second most competitive year. Because I absolutely love Whiplash, Grand Budapest Hotel, Boyhood, Birdman. I love The Imitation Game. I know not everyone does. I hate Theory of Everything, and I, with every fiber of my being, hate American Sniper. So those are out.
I mean, if I truly, like, we talked about it in our top 100 of the decade,
yeah,
or our top 10 of the decade episode. Grand Budapest Hotel is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Did I put it? I can't remember if I
put it in number one. Yes.
Number one, yeah. Because number two was The Social Network. And that was where Phoenix and I were not flipped, but different.
Yes. I don't think you even had it on your list, did you?
No.
No, because you don't like
it. No.
But so I guess in truly, if I'm thinking about like what do I think is a better movie, The Grand Budapest Hotel is maybe my favorite, one of my favorite movies of all time.
I was going to say, that year in particular, was very much pulling for Boyhood. I still think Boyhood is the better movie.
I don't love Boyhood.
I love Boyhood. And I think it was Boyhood's year. I think it was Linklater's year. I still think he was robbed a little bit. I see the merits of Birdman, and I understand why it won. And I definitely think Michael Keaton was robbed. I think Eddie Redmayne's whatever he's doing for Stephen Hawking is not good enough. And certainly not better than the performance Michael Keaton turned in.
Yeah, I see actually, now that we're talking about it, I see a lot of parallels between me going into the Oscars for this year and me going to Oscars for that year. Because the Grand Budapest Hotel is kind of like my 1917 this year, where like a lot of people really loved it. And I had
really had a chance, though.
I really had a strong attack campaign against it, personally.
It never really had a chance that year, though.
It didn't, but you never know.
Yeah, that year it very much was, it's going to be either Boyhood or
Birdman. Yeah. I just was not hoping Grand Budapest Hotel would win. Though I would have appreciated, I would have rather that than like American Sniper, The Theory of Everything to win. Because I can at least appreciate what the Grand Budapest Hotel movie like did. I think that year I was very much rooting for Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. But looking back, I feel like my appreciation and the lasting power of both Whiplash and Boyhood, I now can confidently say I like those movies more and appreciate them a lot more. So I would probably argue that maybe it shouldn't have won. Maybe it should have gone to Boyhood or Whiplash. Whiplash would have been tricky just because it was Damon Chazelle's first movie, and
of those movies,
comparative
Whiplash is my personal favorite, but I don't necessarily think it should have won.
Plus,
agreed, 100% agreed on the Whiplash front.
Plus, how impressive, like, the shooting of Boyhood was, like going to like how impressive of a project it was, and then how successful of the movie
it
was.
The man devoted 12 years of his life.
Yeah, like a movie like that's, it's rare that that'll ever happen again.
It is happening again.
Well, I mean,
by a different
like
director.
The same director in 20 years.
Like, I mean by like a, like from like a personal sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's an adaptation of a musical or yeah. whatever. Like, it's tough.
Yeah.
I would have, now looking back, I probably should have been rooting for Boyhood.
Yeah.
I mean, want to get into my thoughts on Boyhood.
I don't have a connection to Boyhood. This was an interesting year just because I was like right on the cusp of my tastes kind of changing pretty significantly because I was rooting for, my split ticket was, I remember Whiplash and The Imitation Game because I loved The Imitation Game when it came out. I don't know that I absolutely love it still now, but I mean, it's a good watchable.
It's a very digestible period piece.
Yeah, I really don't have a problem with it. I don't seek it out either, but I don't have
feels
a problem
like a
with
Joe
it.
Feels like a Joe Wright flick, not Joe Wright.
It's not Joe Wright. Wharton doesn't killed have him. Doesn't have enough slow it. Zooms. But yeah, I didn't want Theory of Everything to win. I think Whiplash is still, you know, it's the most enjoyable film to me. I think, you know, having not seen Boyhood, I'm still fine with rooting for Birdman having won. I was thinking a little bit about Grand Budapest Hotel, but I fall somewhere in between the masses. Like, I don't hate Wes Anderson, but I'm not, like, a huge fan of him either. Mm-hmm. I've only watched the movie once, and I enjoyed it a lot when I saw it, but I've never revisited it. So, yeah, that's kind of where I fall, but I will rewatch Whiplash frequently.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
We got five more movies to go, so...
We're running through them.
Yeah, let's pick up
a little lightning round.
The Departed is... I'm just going as close to as I can remember the order that they left.
Yeah.
The Departed was nominated in the 79th Academy Awards. It was nominated against Babel by Alejandro González Iñárritu, Letters from Iwo Jima from Clint Eastwood, Little Miss Sunshine, and The Queen. The Departed, I think... I'm not surprised that it won that year. I have not seen Babel, so I cannot speak to its quality. If you had told me Little Miss Sunshine beat it, that was a crowd favorite, you know. And The Queen was a very good character piece. Helen Mirren deserved her best actress for that role.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn because...
I love Little Miss Sunshine a lot.
Same. I also really, really love that movie. And I mean, the only thing holding me back though is if Departed didn't win, then it would still be another year of Scorsese movie not winning. And it's not like Little Miss Sunshine is like an incredible piece, like monumental piece of cinema, but it's really good. I would maybe like it more than Departed. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that one. I don't know if I could decide.
I will say this is the same year that...
I wouldn't want to vote.
That Pan's Labyrinth was eligible for Academy Awards. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a huge oversight that it's not on the short list.
Yeah, Pan's Labyrinth would 100% far and above supersede all
and
of
I think,
these on the list.
I think the Academy today might put it there.
Yeah, I think so too.
But the Academy was a little bit different, especially with the 10-film... up to 10 films now instead of the shorter list.
Just the shorter list. I mean, but I like Little Miss Sunshine more as a movie. I'm not a fan of The Departed. Not a huge fan. But I mean, I've seen most of Babel. I think they're decently comparable. I think, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised if Babel won. I'm not surprised that it was nominated. I mean, I am glad that Scorsese has... you know, got his best picture in there somewhere. Not my favorite Scorsese pick, but, you know, a great prolific director. So I'm not, you know, upset that it won. But, yeah.
All right. Jumping to the 75th Academy Awards, where Chicago took home Best Picture. Chicago was nominated against Gangs of New York, The Hours, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, and The Pianist. Not a fan of the Lord of the Rings series, so I'm... not.
Two Towers is, I mean, personally my favorite, but even with that, I kind of liked that Return of the King won kind of for the series. So I'm not necessarily inclined to give it to Lord of the Rings, even though I really like that movie.
Chicago, I feel like, is a good winner here. Gangs of New York is fine.
Gangs of New York.
Did not like Gangs of New York that much.
It's the fine. Hours
so.
Is a...
I haven't seen The Hours.
Book is strange. I haven't seen the adaptation of it, but I don't know why.
So
I will say it could be worse considering that The Pianist won best director that year.
Oh. That's true.
Whoa.
It could be worse. Oh, but Nicole Kidman won for playing Virginia Woolf in The Hours.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with Chicago winning. Yeah.
You know what? Adaptation should have been on that list because it was not. It was eligible.
It should have been on that
list. Chris Cooper won for Best Supporting Actor.
Should have been on that list. Started on what Charlie Kaufman movie should have won.
That'll be a whole. We'll be here for 3 hours. Okay,
here's what I'll say. Because now I'm looking at Best Animated Feature went to Spirited Away. Uh-huh. Spirited Away should be on that list. That is a fantastic movie.
Yeah, sure.
Things that could replace The Pianist, Spirited Away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, Ice Age, Lilo and Stitch, or...
all of those, yeah. All of those. No problems.
Anything
not, adaptation not made by About Will a Boy,
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, all of them could have been nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
And all of them are so much better than giving any credit to Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
So.
100%. All right, what's next?
On the Waterfront is at the 27th Academy Awards. It won against The Caine Mutiny, The Country Girl, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and Three Coins in the Fountain.
Okay, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers is good as hell.
Yes.
But On the Waterfront, I think, is maybe more deserving. I don't know. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers is really good, though.
This is the year.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those except for On the Waterfront.
Elia Kazan's Connections, I imagine, also maybe.
So helped. I'm going to stick with On the Waterfront.
Surprised for that year Alfred Hitchcock was nominated for Rear Window, which. I'm surprised it's not on the list there.
That's surprising. Rear Window is so good.
Rear Window, second favorite Hitchcock film. So
I'm looking to see if
what's
there's
first.
Notorious.
Oh yeah, Notorious is fun.
There's not anything that's really standing out as I look down the rest of the list. Walt Disney won for Best Documentary Feature that year, though.
Ooh.
So that's cool, I guess.
What's
the
next?
49th Academy Awards, which Rocky won against All the President's Men, Taxi Driver, Network, and Bound for Glory.
Oh my God.
All right. This one I'm going to say probably could have gone to Taxi Driver or
Network
or All the President's Men. That was a tough year. This would not have been my first choice.
Best actor and best actress went to Peter Finch and Faye Dunaway for Network.
I had an actual heart attack.
I'm not recovering anytime soon.
I did. I really like Rocky.
It's great, but
not more than Taxi Driver and not more than All the President's Men.
Also, shout out to Harlan County, USA for winning Best Documentary Feature.
I don't even know what I would have voted for that year. All the President's Men and Taxi Driver are like two of my favorite movies ever.
I would vote for All the President's Men because it is in like my top five movies of all time.
Yeah.
Taxi Driver might be in my top five, but so maybe All the President's Men. Oh, God.
All right.
Another good year for movies.
I couldn't pick, but I'll say Rocky shouldn't have won.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with that.
And lastly, our final film to talk about, Grand Hotel, which lost first, was nominated at the 5th Academy Awards. It won against the movies Aerosmith, Bad Girl, The Champ, Five Star Final, 1 Hour with You, Shanghai Express, and The Smiling Lieutenant.
I feel like we should have done this first because I don't think we know the others.
I don't know any of those.
The only one I know is Shanghai Express, which is...
Yeah, I think I've heard of.
Shanghai Express is of a similar quality to Grand Hotel. I like both of them. I would not be mad if Shanghai Express had won over.
I'd say, yeah.
Grand Hotel.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Grand Hotel, sure. But yeah, that about wraps it up.
We got out of that one without you guys being like, everything should have beaten it
because
it's a shit movie.
But yes, everything should have beaten it because it's a shit movie. But that was our bonus episode. Thanks for listening.
Why?
No. Why? No. Not really. Stay tuned. Next week, we have a very, very, very important announcement along with our announcement of films. So please, please listen.
It's our suicide pact.
Sort of.
Anyway. You won't want to miss the news on next week's episode in addition to our movies because we have a whack lineup for season 10.
Yes, that's exciting.
Yeah, so...
We're turning it... 210.
returning it to like 15.
Yeah.
In that we have 27 movies now.
This season's gonna take the rest of the year.
Anyway, you can find me on Twitter.
We're gonna be talking about SpongeBob, Sponge Out of Water.
Yeah.
52 weeks consecutive.
We can't spoil it, Robbie. Now we
Jesus, Robbie. Now we have to change it.
That was my plan.
Anyway, you can find me on Twitter and Letterboxd at CA Spillers, like spill something you're not an NNS. Shannon?
You can find me on Letterboxd at ZedsDead5 and Twitter at Wide and Nerdy, WEID and Nerdy.
At BombSPhoenix on both Twitter and Letterboxd for me.
You can find me at Robbie DeShazer on Twitter and TikTok. I couldn't remember what social media platform I'm on. My numbers have hopefully gone up, but we're recording this right after the last
episode. I'm going to say it's at 10,000 right now.
Oh, thank you.
As many followers as I have on Byte.
Fucking hate you. That's it. That's the episode. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Fracas. We know there are a lot of shows on the web, and we are so glad you took the time to listen to ours. Thanks to Carter Spilliards, Phoenix Arola, and Shannon Widener for helping to write and produce each episode. Please consider giving us a 5-star rating wherever it is you listen. It really does help get the word out about the show. You can follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Film Fracas. Once again, thanks for listening, and we can't wait for you to hear our next episode. Media.